Look for sunny skies today, the high in the upper 80s. Thanks for joining us with this FM 97.7 news update. I'm Bill Kassler. The Guernsey County Commissioners are looking to expand the current Guernsey County Park District. Right now, the County Park Board's primary focus is Jackson Park. The Commissioners, however, are looking to add the rails to trail system in Cambridge Center and Wills Townships, as well as the two S-Bridge sites at Middleborne and Peters Creek as part of the Park Board's new responsibilities. A property currently on the state hospital grounds, which the county will probably acquire, is also being looked at as a potential site for a new park as well. Commissioners also received an update on the Rex Pipeline project in the county. Rockies Express is concentrating on the Rex Pipeline West this year. Serious construction in this area will not begin until 2009. A road improvement project was approved by Bysville Village Council last night. Mike McKay has more.
Council last night unanimously approved Terry Asphalt Materials Incorporated of Hamilton, Ohio, to conduct road improvements within the village. Approximately one-third of the village's streets will be resurfaced using either a crack seal material or a chip and seal procedure. Total cost of the project, $59,932, with the project most likely beginning the first of the month. In other council news, Mayor Don Gadd reported that there will be no Fireman's Festival this weekend, and the annual Jackson Park Blast has been canceled for this year as well. However, Dick Cheesar reported that due to the cancellation of the two events, a special community concert will be held in the Bysville Park this Saturday from 7 until 10 p.m. I'm Mike McKay for ABC News.
It was also reported at last night's meeting that the Bysville Park will be operating under a dusk to dawn restriction. No one is to be in the park after dark. The action is due to an increase in vandalism in the park. A semi on I-77 northbound lost some diesel fuel on the highway this morning. According to reports from the Noble County Sheriff's Office, the truck hit a piece of steel on the interstate in Buffalo Township. The debris put a 4 to 6 inch hole in one of the semi's fuel tanks, spewing diesel fuel all over the highway. The Bell Valley Volunteer Fire Department responded to the scene. Along with ODOT, they cleaned up the spill and pumped the remainder of the fuel out of the tank. Cambridge Township's chip and seal project is well underway, utilizing the hot, dry weather with the help from Center, Adams, and Liberty Townships, as well as the city of Cambridge. The project is moving along well. Crews hope to complete the project by the end of the week, weather permitting. The exact amount of the cost of the chip and seal project is yet to be finalized. Trustee President Dave Saff says that crews are going to treat as much of the township's road as the budget will allow. A man burned in a recent apartment fire in Cambridge is in need of some help. Tony Robertson was burned in a fire on June 2nd on Wills Creek Valley Drive near Cambridge High School. Robertson lost everything in the blaze, and he'll be out of work a long time recovering from burns suffered in the fire. A fund has been set up at the National City Bank in Bysville for Robertson. You can drop off a donation or mail it to the branch on Main Street in Bysville. Sunny skies, the high in the upper 80s today and tonight. Partly cloudy, the low in the mid-60s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting.